when you disconnect from the system for years, and I'm talking about years, you start to see past the system. While you're in the system, it's hard to see the system because you're in it, you're part of it, you're connected to it. So to disconnect from the system, it's almost impossible. And it can only be done in Christ. But when you start to cut things off, like TV, music, appliances, when you cut off going to the events, the system events, and pretty much everything, when you cut the whole system off as much as you can, you still got to go to the grocery store, you got to eat, you got to work. But when you cut the system off and you can see through it, you never go back. You might go into it just as an act, you know, play acting or whatever. You might put your foot out here, but you know what it is. You know it's all lies. Actually, what we saw in 2020 is a reboot from, it went all the way back to 1918 or 1928, went back to the 1960s. Everything you're looking at already happened, 1960s, 1918, 1928, 1984, 19 whatever. You're actually seeing a reboot of the whole system. And time is nothing but a repeat anyway, so it's not a surprise. Every day is a repeat or a reboot. Every moment is a reboot and a repeat. The sun sets. Why do they call it set? Reset. You got to reset every day. Every day is a repeat. Every day's a cycle. That's why on my playlist called Experiments, I can show you how to put stuff into the repeat. You can put stuff into the repeat. It's all a repeat. You can do it with your health. You can do it with your money, your knowledge. Everything's a repeat. The word itself reveals it. Re is re, again. And it also sounds like the elect, right? R. This whole thing's about the elect. Everything in front of you is God is calling out his elect. R-E-P, which is the seed, and P-E is physical education. Repeat, E-A-T. Eat. The word eat goes back to T. It goes back to fellowship. It goes back to face-to-face. It goes back to the blood of his cross, the spirit. And the blood of his cross, the spirit, three bear witness in earth, the word, the blood, the water, and the spirit, three bear witness in heaven, Father, the Son, and the Spirit. And so every day that you repeat eating, sleeping, whatever you're doing, every day's a repeat, and every day, you're eating of the bread of life. Every moment of every day. There's a truck beside me that says 53 foot. Every day is a repeat. Every moment is a repeat. And the purpose of it is to birth Christ in you in the inner man. And so, if Christ is birthed in you, think about that. Think about the significance of that. Until Christ be birthed in you, in the inner man, If Christ is birthed in you, then you have the power of Christ to overcome, to see through this thing, to beat the devil, to beat the system, to beat the lies, to win at all costs. You're dying daily. The only way to win is to die, because it's a cube system, and so you're going to die in the cube either. So you might as well die daily to win. Sacrifice. Everything is sacrifice. It's a sacrificial redemptive system through and through. So the fractal is what? If you want a good marriage, you got to sacrifice. If you want to get a good job, you got to sacrifice. You want to run a business, you got to sacrifice. You want to stay healthy, you got to sacrifice. Do some exercises. Do some stretches. Do some walking. It's a sacrificial redemptive system. In order to be an overcomer, you're going to have to face that. A lot of people don't want to sacrifice, but that kind of thinking is contrary to reality. It's just, it's human nature not to want to. I mean, it's just, you can see it with the animals. I mean, the cats and dogs are just lazy, you know. Look at your cat or your dog, they're lazy. They're lazy as all get out. They just sit around and eat all day. So it's the old Adamic nature that doesn't want to sacrifice, you know. The beast nature doesn't want to sacrifice. That's why socialism never works, but that's why a lot of people, they want socialism. They want socialism because they think that socialism is going to solve their sacrificial problem because they don't want to sacrifice. Well, it's a pipe dream. It's a lie. Everything requires sacrifice.